Page, where are we? Where are we?
Yuvav Chodesh.
We are on page 84. That's right. Nun, the base and base. Tamati, we learned over there. Very interesting Gemara tonight, actually. Ha'akum, goyim. Now, there's an important introduction we have to give here, which is why we're right at the top. There are two ways in which you can give values of human beings to the Beis HaMikdash. There's one absolute value called Erchin, which is the Torah gives specific amounts per age, per gender, and then there's Domim. Domim is relative to the slave market. In other words, what you would be sold for in the slave market, right? The two types of value. So what the question is, which value a goy can give to the Beis HaMikdash? So or which value of a goy may be given as well? So Tanah Matin is a Mishnah in Erchin. Ha'akum goy, Rabbi Meir Omer Ne'erach. I can say I want to give the value of that goy upon me, and this is the absolute value. And since that just goes by gender and age, so even if I use the goy as the object, that's good enough. That's sufficient to actually that's sufficient to require me to give erchin to the Beis HaMikdash. Avalo Marich, the goy himself does not have the capacity to pledge erich to the Beis HaMikdash. He has the capacity to serve as the object of an erich, but not the capacity to pledge erich. Rabbi Yirmiyahu made the exact opposite. Marich, he may pledge erich, avalo erach, but he can't be an object of somebody else's pledge. However, zevzeh noidrin, everybody agrees, zevzeh moidin, everybody agrees, shei noidrin v'nidarin, that in terms of the slave market value, that they can pledge, and that they can serve as the object of the pledge. So the question is that absolute value in the Torah, to what extent they have relevance to that? That's the issue. But the relative value of slave market, that they do have no matter what. Okay? Because, of course, slave markets are made for anybody, Jews, non-Jews, whereas the Erech in the Torah might only be relevant to Jews. Now, that why is this brought down here? So the Gemara wants to link it back to our topic, the topic of Nozir. Rabbi Yirmiyahu wanted to say, Man damar tamon marich, he who said over there, a Nozir can pledge Erech, Achamazir, he can also pledge Nazirus. Yes. Pledge Nazirus. What do you think it means? What?
The value of the Nazir.
No. What it means is that I can... The Nazir... The pledge Nazirus means I can pledge somebody else to be a Nazir.
Oh.
No, it's just Marich just means just like I give somebody else's value to the Beis HaMikdash, I also make somebody else a Nazir, which of course is preposterous. One is going to ask that. How can I make somebody else a Nazir, right? But if you hold over there, Goy can be Marich, so too here, Goy can be Mazir. Pledge somebody else to be a Nazir. Umadamar, by the other hand, Umadamar, the fourth line down, and they're rach, that the Goy can serve as the object of the pledge, Hacha Nizor. Here he can here somebody else can pledge the goy to be a nazir. Now of course Gemara doesn't understand that either. Says the Gemara nizar somebody else can pledge to be a nazir. Hech efshar yisro mazir sa'akum. How can a Jew come to a goy and say, "Hey you goy, I want you to become a nazir"? The shamau, but the nazir is going to listen. The goy is going to listen to what this Jew is trying to do to him. It makes no sense. Shamulay, you're going to listen to him? Ella, rather, what it means is, B'sha'amra Yisrael Harei Nazir. A good Jew says, I want to be a Nazir. B'sha'amra Akum, and the Goy hears this, V'amra, he says, Masha'amra Zeh Olai. That which this guy said, I want to do the same thing. In that case, that's the case where Yisrael is Mazir. He didn't do it directly, but indirectly, he serves the basis of the Nazirus of the Goy. It's just like paying up an obligation. When you accept the obligation, you become a Nazir. But if somebody pays that up, so to speak. Mazir, and the other way around, a Goy can make a Jew into a Nazir. Hechem Sher Mako Mazir is Yisrael. How is it possible for a Goy to make a Jew into a Nazir? Yisrael ain't a Mazir. One Jew cannot make another Jew a Nazir. Vaku Mazir, and a goy can make a Jew as Yisrael. A Jew, a goy can make a Jew into a nozir. Makes no sense. El must be again. B'shomer akum, a goy walked down the street and said, "I'm any nozir. I'm a nozir." B'shomer Yisrael, and the Yisrael heard. V'amay said, "Mashomer ze olai." That which this guy said is upon me as well. So that case, the Yisrael becomes a nozir as well. Now, if that's the case, we find that a goy can become a nozir. Mami Ataba, from what do we exclude a nozir? The first Mishnah Perek said a goy can become a nozir. We just say he does become a nozir, right? So it says, well, I'll tell you. Yisrael v'bayachel, if Yisrael does not keep his nazir, he transgresses the biblical prohibition of v'yachel v'ro, he should not profane his vows. Veina akum v'bayachel. A goy does not transgress, there is no biblical prohibition against goyim v'bayachel. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said another interpretation. Yisrael yeshlem hetzer chocham. Yisrael can have his nether annulled by a chocham, because there's such a thing. The vows can be annulled by a chachamim, right? By sages. The akum elam hetzer chocham. A goy cannot have his nether annulled. In other words, once he takes a nether, he is bound by it. You know, he doesn't have the escape hatch of nullification.
The dangerous precedent here of a Jew saying, overhearing a guy say something and said, I want to be like him.
Right, so just because it's dangerous, it shouldn't work? If it works, though, right, there's nothing we can do about dangerous. It's dangerous. So what? Okay?
I mean, it's okay for Nazir, but if the guy says something else, then worship Brother Zohar.
Oh, but then, okay, so then he has to be careful. I mean, you're right. Of course it's dangerous, so everything is.
It's the first time I don't recall seeing that.
I don't recall it either. That a guy says something Yisrael thinks about himself. We have by Yisrael to Yisrael, right? Not by a guy Yisrael. Okay, so yet another interpretation. Our Rabbi Yisrael said, Yisrael tzrichim hetzer chacham. Yisrael, in order to forsake his nether, he needs to have the parameters of a hetzer of a chacham. V'akum ein tzrichim hetzer chacham. A guy does not require a hetzer chacham. His nether is renounce his vow without getting a chacham mimatrit. V'asul Rabbi Yosi karyavon. Rabbi Yosi. For the following story, Rabbi Yossi's following story of Avo is going like Rabbi Yossi. How is that? Chara itas chara nachris. A certain nachris, a goyish woman. Asa Rabbi Avo Reavo. He kishkeid Rabbi Avo to be matir her nether. She was from. She wanted hatoras nedarim. So Rabbi Avo said, "Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Bartuvi." He said to Rabbi Bartuvi, one of his talmidim, I guess. Puku Pesach Lo B'Noilad. Go and find her a Pesach to be Matir Neder, even if it's a Nolad. Nolad means something which did not exist at the time Neder was taken, which by a Jew is not sufficient reason to be Matir the Neder. But by a Goya, it's good enough, right? Because they don't really need Heter Chacham. Just this with this, she was particularly from, so whatever they want to abide by a request, but it's not really necessary. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yonah holds a goy does require a heter chacham, that he can't get out of his nether just by renouncing it. Could Rabbi Yonah goes like Rabbi Agadat is Agadat the statement. Domrei says, who love on who kushan risho sign? Love, the same love on who pursued Yaakov is also kushan risho sign, who subjugated the Jews at the times of the judges for 8 years. Belami chronic kushmo kushan risho sign, why do you call kushan risho sign? Rishosai means doubled evil. He did 2A evil things. One is that he desecrated the oath he took that he's not going to pass over the Eretz Yisrael to subjugate the Yaakov and his descendants. So he transgressed that oath. That was one evil that he did. And the other one, one is that he subjugated the Jews for 8 years. In and of itself, that was a problem. So we see here that goyim are held accountable for the shvuos, and they can't just say, well, we opt out of the shvuah. Okay? So some of that's good. This machlokas on Tanoim is the same machlokas on Moroim we had. Says the Gemara, what if a husband's wife took a netta to be in the zero, right? let him force his wife to renounce the nether. Why does he have to be matir mefer the nether? Why does he have to nullify? Let him just force her to transgress. V'yalkav izisha, let him compel her. Located in Rabbi Yehuna, didn't Rabbi Yehuna say, hanasiya alecha, if a woman forswears her benefit on her husband, kofa, the husband compels her, mishamashto, and she has relations with him. Hanayoscha alai, and the same thing if she says, your benefit should be prohibited upon me. Well, actually, that's different. If she says, your benefit should be prohibited upon me, then I raise the yofer. Then he should nullify the vow. But if she takes the netter, he can just blithely disregard it and compel her to service him. So that's the case. How come he has to nullify her netter of Nazirus? So says the Gemara, Shanihi, there it's different because there it's her benefit and his benefit. In other words, Bia, everybody has pleasure from having relations. So therefore, he has the right to compel her to go against her netter because she has no right to take it. But here, to be in a zero, that's her business, not his business, right? It's true, it might indirectly affect him, but not directly. So therefore, it doesn't affect directly because it's nothing you can compel. All you can do is be made for nullify the vow. Okay? Says the Gemara, V'loyakuf Asavdo, it said in our Mishnah that a person can compel a slave. The slave took a netter to be a nazir. This is an Eved Kanani. So the master can compel the slave to break his nazirus. Says the Gemara, how come? He shouldn't be able to compel him to break his nazirus. Says Amara, Shani, it's different. It says, he nays, and does this trust not brought down the Bavli, and I think it's very significant. It says, Kinezer Elokov Arosho. It says, the crown of God by Nazir is on his head. Eshe Einlo Odon Acher. It has to be somebody who only has one crown on his head, the crown of his God. Such a person is a nazir, right? Yotza Evet, as opposed to Evet, Shiyesh lo Adon Acher, he's got another crown on his head, right? Another master, right? Who's the other master? His own master, so his nazirus doesn't take effect.
He doesn't have a crown, he has a yoke.
He has a yoke, right. So, now, the Yerushalmi actually has different drushas, as I said, than the Bavli. That'll come back, we'll come back to that a little later on, a few minutes. Let's say the Eved, he was a strong Eved, and his master says something, he says tut tut, and he disobeys. So what about Nazirus? Should he disobey when it comes to Nazirus? So he says the Gemara, the Yerushalmi l'shitaso, Omer lo halachi. In this case, we say to the Eved, no, this is halacha. We learn up in this passage, that's halacha, that you do not keep Nazirus when you're a slave because you have another adon. So therefore we say it's halacha, shma l'divei rabcha, listen to what your Rebbe tells you and do not become a nazir. Okay? Now as a result of this, we ask the following question. Now I'm going to learn this like Korban Pei Moshe, not like the Rebbe and Gilead and Ephraim, and I think that they are correct in their in the way they're learning. That's why you'll see how I'm learning. The Gemara says, kefafa rabba v'nitma. Let's say his master compelled him and he came tummy. Now, he started keeping the zeros as an Eved, but his master compelled him to become tummy. Maush Yavi come tummy. Does he bring carbon to him for having become tummy? Because his master compelled him to become tummy. Says Mara, what are you talking about? Why is he bring carbon? He knows you here? Is he a Nazir? He's not a Nazir because he has another Adon other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo Atu Shagazat Lo Shiitma. Didn't you say that we compel him to become Tomei because of that Xeris HaKosov, right? That he only has, the only case is one master. So therefore, Ata Marcha, maybe Korban Tuma. You want to say he brings a Korban Tuma? The car maybe Korban Tuma. Do you think he'll bring Korban Tuma? What was he bringing Korban Tuma for? He's not really an Ozir because he had other Shibudim, other obligations by himself. Similarly, Kefofo Rabo Venitma, Maushi story. If his Rebbe compelled him to become Tomei from his Nazirus, does he break his Nazirus? Says the Gemara, what do you mean, does he break his Nazirus? Is he a Nazir at all? Right? He's not a Nazir. it should be instead of elo, it should be lo. Lo atisha gozatov sheitama. You said already they should become tame. Atomer soser, you're going to say it's breaking zeros? The koi soser, what is there to break over here? There's nothing to break. So the way the Yerushalmi is learning it, the way I just learned the Yerushalmi, although there's, again, as I said, all Chaim learn it differently, the Yerushalmi is saying that because the Xeros HaKosu, that it says he has to have no other master other than Kodesh Baruch Hu, so there really shouldn't be any in the zero. So there becomes Tomei under his master, he doesn't be in Karban Tumah. And therefore if he becomes also, if he becomes Tomei, he doesn't, there's nothing to break. There's not an Ozer to break in the zeros, because no zeros to break. Now, the point I wanted to make about this is that it doesn't say anything about shaving. Can he shave off his hair if he's an Eved? Right? I mean, if he's an Eved, can his master compel him to shave off his hair? It says his master can make him become Tommy. And we know also it says elsewhere the master can make him drink wine. Can the master make him Tommy? Make him shave off his hair. So the Rav Chaim has several reasons to say why not. And one of them I like, because he says we have a Gemara several times, that says that Kedusha is mafkiya midei shibud. Right? It's only as holy, so, and it's made holy based on mitzvah, so it's no longer on the lien to the credit holder. So the hair, which a nazir grows, is holy. It's burnt under the pot in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, no longer is on the lien to the master. That's why the master can make him shave. Okay, the master can make him tummy, because his body is on the lien to the master. His body is not holy. The master can make him drink wine, because wine is also a function of the body. But the hair, which is eventually going to be cut off and burnt, that's not a function over which the master can exercise any control, because once it became another, they already became Kodesh Tah, Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Yeah, but if the concept of Naziris doesn't exist for this...
So we see Naziris array does exist to a certain extent. That's what we're going to discuss now in greater detail. Okay? Now, instead of the next two lines, from Pshita to Tuma, which is from the fourth line into the fifth line, I'm going to learn that, like, the Shari Torah 72 learns that the Gemara should be a quota to Sefta. And you don't have that, but so I'll just tell it to you outside. It should say Tani, which would say we learn to Sefta, Nitma Vachaka Yerti Lecherus. If he comes Tami and then he goes free, Mona Mishra Shinitar, he starts counting from the moment he becomes free. Okay, sounds like even though he didn't undergo the Torah process, the moment he gets free, he starts counting. Okay, so it says the Gemara, it starts counting as the zeros.
Some of the others looked on that a wife took against a husband she gets divorced.
She has to keep it. Yeah, I just made it. You're right. That's correct. I just made a mistake though. It says if he comes to me and it goes after free, he does count from the moment he became tar, not because of the time he became tar. I'm sorry. From the moment he became tar. But you're right. He the fact he has to start keeping it now indicates that there's some dormant zeros upon him, right? So it says the Gemara, Mao. What are we talking about? Bishak Fafo Rabo? Are we talking about, this is the fifth line down, when his master compelled him? Or Obishalok Fafo Rabo? Or his master not compelled him? We're talking about when his master made him Tomei, or he became Tomei on his own. Eitam Bishak Fafo. We're talking about where his master made him become Tomei before he became free. So then we switch around the next line, this line. Yishale calls Manchu Tachtav. Then he pays as long as he's underneath, meaning that since his master compelled him, so he's got to make up all the time which he lost being underneath his master, becoming Tommy, right? In Temeshalokfa for Rabo. If you talk about when his master is not compelled to break his Naziris, then bringing down the previous line, maybe Karban Tumah, if he himself on his own initiative broke his Naziris, so he brings a Karban Tumah. So as we see here, that even under the master, theoretically you can keep Naziris. As long as the master did not assert his right as the second Adon, you could keep the Naziris. So therefore the master didn't assert his right, and you became Tumah on your own, you bring a Karban Tumah, because it's your problem. If the master made you tell Meher by asserting his right as being your other Adon, then you don't have to bring a carbon tumor. Okay? Makes sense, right? So says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yossi says, Bishakafafo Rabbo Adon Kayomi. We're talking about a case where his master compelled him. Shalot tell me, he shouldn't say, Ho Viyotzi L'cherus, since he goes free. Let me change here. Instead of Tivkoi Menu, it should be Talalo. Why might say that since he will go free, that even the tumor he had, where his master compelled to become tummy, so we just said before he doesn't bring a carbon tumor, right? So I might say since he doesn't bring a carbon tumor, so even those days he was tummy count towards his Nazirus. I might say such a thing. I might say when the days you were tummy not count towards your Nazirus, when you have to bring a carbon tumor. So that means all the first days don't count, right? Because they were all cut off by the carbon tumor. But here, where you say that when your master compelled you to become tummy, you don't bring a carbon tumor. So in that case, maybe I would say that those days count towards the Nazirus, despite the fact that you're tummy during them.
There's no Nazirus.
Right?
No
Nazirus. But we learned something that we had a Nazir in the Beis HaKforos. They already is now allowed to drink wine and be, with additional tumor. So maybe I would say the same thing here to even greater extent. So it says, but the mice, right, so you're right, we don't say it. So I don't say, again, change the word to even fucking man to tile alone to zeros. Bituma. Therefore you have to say, moina, that you count when? When it says in the tumor, it should be according to Shartha itself, mishuashinita, you count from the time when you become tar. On Rabbi Yossi said, a very fascinating distinction. Eved shamar rei nazir, a slave who said, I'm a nazir, l'sheitei l'cheirus, when I become free, kopol in nazirus. So his master, in order to make him not be a nazir, he has to actually compel him to drink wine and be metam l'mason. He has to physically compel him to do so. Eved kopol in nazirus, a slave has to be compelled in terms of the nazirus, veino kopol in dermishus, but not in terms of a neder or shvua. That's actually a very fascinating dichotomy. The Rambam brings it down in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Shavuos. That which an Eved who takes a Shavua doesn't have to keep it. The reason is because of the same reason the Bavli brings down is here, when Eved becomes a Nazir doesn't have to keep it, but not the same reason the Rishon brings down. Because it says, Lesori Soral Nafsho. A person takes an Eneder to prohibit something by himself. So he says, somebody who's Nafsho Birshu, so he has a soul in his possession. Both in heaven, the soul is not in his possession. Okay? So the truth of what we're really saying is that, the concept, we can't take a shvua on something which we're commanded upon from our Sinai, right? Because we're mushba v'oyve mer Sinai, is ready to shvua upon us from our Sinai, we can't take an additional shvua on this matter, right? So the same thing is true about an Eved cannot take an additional shvua, any shvuas. Because he's already mushba. What's he mushba to do? To be his master's. So therefore, even take the shvua is null and void without any kfiyah on the master's part. But here, by nazir, the whole reason why the nazirus would not take effect is because he has another adon who's inserting himself, who's insinuating himself into the situation. That's only true if the adon actually insinuates himself. If he remains passive, then it wouldn't be a problem. Okay? So that's what Mara is saying. For a nazirus, in order to counteract nazirus, you need the adon actually to step in bodily, so to speak. But the Dorim Shavuot is not necessary. We just say the Neder Shavuot doesn't take effect altogether. Rabbi Yirmi Boikar Kuli Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Yirmi has front of Rabbi Zira. Turning the page now to 86, Men Gimel on base. It should be according to the Rogatur. Rogatur actually reneges on this, on the emendation I'm going to make, but I like it, so I'm going to leave it the way he has it. Loki Fafo Rabbo. Couldn't be. Somebody coming in or going out? Went out. Coast is clear? Okay, I couldn't believe you'd be coming now. Um Loki Papa Rabbo. If his master did not force him to come to undergo the Nazirus. Now remember, he said a master has to break the Nazirus, right? So his master didn't make him break the Nazirus, right? Renit Mava, he himself broke his Nazirus, right? Maushioka, does he get Malkus? Or wait now, Aloha, maybe it's Aloha that there is no Nazirus by an Eved. What's the status? So Manakim says, well, what are you talking about? In other words, how do we define the Nazirus here? Imishini Ruzusur Aloha, if we're going to say that the Nazirus is based on Aloha, which we discussed, right? There has to be somebody who is, a busy evening. I hope it's not firecrackers.
No.
Okay. Again, Marakim, second line down. Imishin is Yuzuru so halacha. We're talking about based on the Allah and the Zirus halacha, which we talked about before. Valacha, yesh lokuf. The halacha is that in order to break the Nazirus, we need a special protestation on the master's part. It has to be mochan in the Zirus, right? So if he wasn't, if he didn't make that mecha, so then loike, the slave, if he broke the Nazirus initiative, he gets flogged, right? If we're talking about if on the other hand we're going to say that maybe we'll say that this Nazirus is like a shvua, and a shvua we said on Amar Aleph doesn't require a special protestation of Matzah part, it just doesn't take place at all. Well, in that case, if the owner, if the Eved would be keeping the Nazirus, then the Nazirus would not be the Rais, it would be the Rabbanan. Again, if we owe the Nazirus must be broken by the master in order not to take effect. So as long as it's not broken, it's the Nazirus d'oraisa. So it works, right? And therefore, if he himself went to transgress the Nazirus without his master's protestation, he would have to get flogged. But if you're going to owe that Nazirus is like shvua and it never takes effect, even without the master's protestation, then whatever Nazirus he kept is like a Nazirus d'rabbanan. And then if you broke it himself, it's like breaking Nazirus d'rabbanan. You're not going to get flogged on that. Because only get flogged and breaking the Zeus to Raisa, right? If it doesn't take effect, you don't be afraid of Loyuka. Ramona said, that was kind of like a parenthetical remark. Anyway, looking at Locha, do you get Malchus on Locha Moshe Mishinai? You call that Locha. What do you mean, how Locha? Locha sounds like Locha Moshe Mishinai. What are you talking about? Elo Achinu. Rather, this is the way to say it. Imishin is also Tego! If the Zeus is the Raisa in the Zeus. Va Locha Yesh Lokuf. And the loch is, in order to break that, the loch Moshe Mitzrayim was learned, and in order to break that, the Nazirus d'oraisa, the master has to compel to break the Nazirus. V'loike, then the guy gets Malchus if he broke it on his own. Being b'she'elu ve'elu midivreihem, if they're both Rabbanan, meaning that the Nazirus is automatically rendered null and void, and it's only the, it's automatically there to null and void, and it's only whatever he's given is only the Rabbanan, then of course there will be no Malchus. Now the truth is the Gemara doesn't resolve this, but the obvious intent of the Gemara the entire time was that Lamaisa, Nazirus requires a special breakage in order to break. It was asked to have a special Mechon. Okay? Now says the Gemara, Kipapa Rabbu Dabar Echon. What if his master forced him to do one of the things which breaks the Nazirus, right? So, like, drink wine. Maoshiel Kavoso Chodre could break the other parts of the Nazirus as well. So, Bada Machogosari May Rabbi Yossi, Machogosari May Rabbi Yossi, it talks about Over Mikli Negev Panav. What if the Nazir has passed away, the evidence of the Nazir is not in front of his master? So Rabbi Meir says in that case his master's not around. He shouldn't drink wine because the Nazirus kicks in. Rabbi Yossi says he can drink. Monica, what are we talking about? If the master said, regardless of where you are, in front of me or not in front of me, you gotta drink wine. Or if Rabbi Meir Mote, or Sir Meir agrees in that case he can drink wine even if he's not in front of the master. In boimer b'fonai shesay shelo b'fonai hakdush. If the master says you drink in front of me, but not when I'm not around. Of Rabbi Yosef, even Rabbi Yosef agrees you can't drink when he's not around him, right? Okay, what are you talking about? Boimer shesay, where he says just drink. Remeir b'fonai shesay, where he says just drink. Remeir says b'fonai shesay means drink when I'm around. The shlofan I have to show I'm not around, don't drink. Rabbi Yosimera, it's like it's saying, Bam fun, I've been shlofan, I should say, no matter whether I'm around or not, you could drink no matter what. So we see it's machlokas whether when I matir nether for him, when I make the protestation, is it like, hutro dhuya? Does it totally cancel Naziris or only for the part that I actually canceled at the time? So if you're going to hold that shesay is generically matir, it's matir everything. Well, to say is specific, it only is matir when he's in front of him. Okay, so the bottom line is, you see, according to Yerushalmi, that the Nazirus does work to Oraisa as long as the master is not protesting. Only once the master makes his protestations, then it breaks the Nazirus, right? And even then, it might just be limited, not complete breakage. And even then, he can't force him to shave. He can only force him to drink wine and be metal mason because his hair is holy.
The master dies, then the
Nazirus kicks in fully, right? Full blown Nazirus. Okay? I think that's what I wanted to say basically in this Gemara. Okay. Next Gemara is very, very simple. Nazir Shagilech. A Nazir who shaved already. He already shaved after the Nazirus was over. The Nazir Shutam, his name became known Shucks. He was Tomei previously. All right, in Tumi Yadua, if it was a Tumi which is well-known people, he just didn't know about it. So it breaks in the Zirus, you got to start from scratch. The Tumi Satom, if it was a Tumi Satom, now Tumi Satom is a fascinating thing. Tumi Satom is, let's say, nowadays in the archaeological digs in Eretz Yisrael, they uncover a grave. So that grave was there all these years, right? But nobody knew about it. That's called Tumi Satom. A Tumi Satom limited Tumi of the depths. In other words, nobody knew that because buried deep only now became revealed. So let's say now the Nazir became revealed that there was a Tumas Atom where the Nazir had gone one day, right? So at the time he walked there, he didn't know it was a Tumas Atom, right? Now he became aware of it. So in Tumas Atom, Ein Asosir doesn't break his Nazirus. So special Lochem Moshem Messiah doesn't break the Nazirus. Imach Lo Gilech, regardless, if they found the Tumas, however, before he shaved, Benkal Sosa, regardless of breaks in his ears, and has to start from scratch. Case of what's the case of the example is, Yoril Bomari went out to go to the mikveh in a cave. Benim Tameh Tava BMR, and there was a dead body floating on the cave. Tameh. Then he is Tameh for having gone into contact with that tomb, which is well known. It's revealed. Anybody can see it. Nim Tameshuka, Meshuka Bakaka Amar. However, if the mace was found buried into the floor of the cave, Yorad Lohakir, if he went down just to cool off his feet, so then Tor, he made Tor, because maybe he didn't come to contact with a dead body. The Tor Mitumas Mace, if he went down to be actually because used it as a mikvah, Tomei, he remains Tomei. Right, or he takes Shecheskas Tomei, the Chazok of a Tomei who came down there, and he remains Tomei, the mikvah didn't work for him. Cheskas Tor, and the Chazok of a person went down there, Tor, remains tar shaglayim ador, because the assumption is with that that if they found the body, that people were aware that it was tameh. If they did not find it, it was not apparent. Then we assume that it was tar.
Same principle with going into the mikvah
to share it. That's right, exactly. Same idea as going to share. Okay, I'm ready to go ahead and say Montana. Who's the Tana drew a distinction? It's a longer Pchaimon's Gemara, Perik Ba'alichos Tumas Mikdash Halach above, but it's not a topic which interests me that much. I spent time looking at the Rav Chaim. It talks about Tumas at Tahom at great length.
Who said the pivotal moment is whether he shaved or not?
That's Rabbi Lezer. But Ram, Krabana, Kohen Rabbana, actually, the pivotal moment is not the haircut, but rather, actually, these are kadam olav, the prior to the sprinkling of the blood, right? Prior to the sprinkling of the blood on the mizbeach. So then, if they find he had a tumah satom on him, then he's tummy. If after the found to must have told my name is okay. Ula Barishma Bashem Rabbi Lezer said, time Rabbi Lezer, what's larger Rabbi Lezer, who says it's contingent on on Giluach, right? What, because it says Gilacha Nazir Sar Rosho, Rosh Nizo, the Nazir Shea cuts off his hair, Hatzorah Talas Nazir, so the Torah links the Nazirus, the Saro with his hair. Now, Ishlim Nazir, so what if he committed Nazirus? Lois V wasn't able, should be Lahafish Korbanoso, this is prior to having taken the haircut. He wasn't able to, his korban changes. He wasn't able to satisfy his korbanos. Achnola b'skasavi kevatam. Until he finds out, they may be passed over this deeply buried grave. So, sir, he has to start from scratch. Hebrews korbanos of what he said set aside his korbanos. Below he speak he wasn't in enough time yet again changing against a lakriva. He set aside his korbanos. Wasn't able to sacrifice them. Achnis vadeh atamim down and out. Achnis globeker. She's vile can of a tom till he found a can of a tom issue. So I'm Rabbi Zero Kumrai Mona, I'm Rabbi Zero's name for a mother. Below my thesis is an out of Mishnah. It says, below Wuki Layach. I made a mistake. I'm Rabbi Zero, going back to the first line. I'm Rabbi Zero Kumrai Mona, below my thesis is an out of Mishnah. In other words, our Mishnah says that it depends on whether the, and whether they, whether he shaved or not, right? So our mission says that's due with shaving, not with the serbicide carbonos. Says, not true. It makes no difference if he shaved or not, that's not the issue. Kirabi Lezer, I misread again. Logilech to Rabbi Lezer. The whole shiloh of shame was not shame is Rabbi Lezer.
Actually, Nizaka Lavadam, Umish Nizaka Lavadam, and there's a separate question whether after Zvika or before Zvika, that's going to Rabbanah. Because Rabbi Lezer looks at the haircut as the defining procedure. Rabbanah look at the sprinkling of blood as the defining procedure. Okay? So according to them, we have a shiloh. What about, and then we have a third shiloh. Maybe there's an opinion which holds the Imakravas Karbonos is what, is what has to do with setting aside to ending the zeros or not.
He wouldn't shave until after the he's marked the korban anyway.
That's true, but that means it would be a later point at which we.
Yeah, you're just talking about they didn't set aside.
That would make Reb Lezer more machmir. He says the only time tumas atom is on problem is if it's after shaving. Right, the others say that tumas atom is not a problem already if he finds it earlier. If they have to Zrikas Adam or after Afrosh's Korbanos. Because we're trying to make it an earlier cutoff time after which it's not a problem anymore. Okay. Says Gmore, Minayelosavi Kevratoim! How we know this Kevratoim on a questionable Kevratoim or Mako. Says Gmore, we're lenient. Rabbi Yaakov, Barakov, Shem Rabban said, see, Judaism is a religion of leniencies. Rabbi Yaakov, Barakov, Shem Rabban said, oh, but derechukolochem. It says if you're far away from Pesach on first day Pesach, you can go to Pesach already. Ma, just like it should be derech begoli, just like the road is revealed. I've called the Rosh Goli, so do everything which is revealed. You ought to care, but as opposed to a care in the depths, any begoli, it's not revealed. We don't have to take that into account as a potential problem. I could do no say Pesach, that's true by Pesach. No, I do not say that, no, the same is true by Nazir. Rabbi Elohim Rabbi said, the Chiyomus may so love the same time, but Joseph says that may died on the Nazir. Ma Olav Shubukali, died upon him is revealed. I've called the Shubukali, so to which is revealed. You have to give them as opposed to a grave, buried in a Bugali, it's not well known. Tzibur Shima B'Savi Kevratom. Now, Tzibur, which got Tomei, in a question of Kevratom, Ma'al Shuratul of a Tzitz, does the Tzitz atone for them in their Karbonos work, even though they have a Suffolk tumor? So it says, Ma'al Shubikav Chomer, Umayim Yachid Shuratul Kochel B'Tumor Yidua, a Yachid who can't, an individual, who can't make a Karbon when he's known to be Tomei. There's no vehicle for Yachid who's Tomei to make a Karbon. Nevertheless, if he's a kolob kevatom, he said this question kevatom, we can be lenient. Tzibur, the community, If they're all tummy, they can be makrif, right? You do even know to be tummy. And the more rights in the kevet home, says more, not necessarily. Kal shatameko biyachid. That leniency which you say about an individual, ad machmir betzibur. You have to be machmir by a community. Kal shatameko biyachid, the leniency which you're lenient by an individual, which is, shame nisvadea lo lifne zrika. That if he finds out before zrika sadam, that we make it as if he came to me after Zvika Saddam, then it doesn't get pushed off to Pesach Sheni, or his Pesach Rishon counts. A stranger can train the same thing by a Tibur. If you find out after Zvika Saddam, then that the Tibur came to me, that it's as if he came to you before Zvika Saddam, in order that the meat should not be consumed. So we see that there are leniencies and stringencies which cut across the board. So therefore, there's no necessarily one way to extrapolate from the tumor of an individual to the tumor of tzibor and tumor of tzibor to the tumor of an individual. By tzibor, because we say if they became tummy after Zvika Saddam, we make it like they became tummy before Zvika Saddam. Actually, it's a severity. Maybe like they told me before, it's because I'm in order that they shouldn't be allowed to eat meat, right? They have to, even though they ate to the Pesach Rishon, they don't get to eat the meat of the Pesach Rishon. So if we want to say, if we're made up by an individual, right, in terms of keratoma, let's be made up by a tzibur by keratoma. It's not necessarily so. Because the make up by an individual, that once, if he became tummy after Akrova, we still let the korban go. But we don't say by the tzibur, if they became tummy after our club, we let the carbon go. They don't get to eat the meat. Okay? So it says,
so the concept of tumas tum is only an individual?
No, we don't know. We don't know yet. We just don't have a proof. Right. Similarly by nausea, the same idea. Kasha make him a nosy tor, but an individual knows your make. A mach knows it tome, your mach when you say by nose it tome. Kasha make him a nosy tor, what's cool by nosy tor? She is Vadelo Nezir finds it before Zrika about Keratom. You ask the commission need Malach or Zrika, it's like he became tummy after Zrika. Bishushlo Yavi Korbatuma, you'll send me a Korbatuma. A mach when you know it tome. The same by nose it tome, you may stretch it to a chumro. She noted Malach or Zrika. He finds that after throwing the blood, that he was became tamei, yaseh kemish nitma, because of nitma becomes tamei, tamei again. Bishul shehi yavi karmat tuma no kol echvel another bring another karmat tuma. Kadar the time like that, which you learn nitma because of nitma became tamei, tamei again. Maybe karmat kol echvel brings a karmat each and every incident. Now, so therefore we can't extrapolate anything. So we don't know that a community is atoned for by the tzitz for their tumas atom. We never learned it. Oyevet shel Pesach, ma'u shiratzo lov tzitz mikav chomer. What about the kohen who serves in the Beis HaMikdash? Is the tzitz maratz on him? Not the people who eat it, but the kohen who serves in the Beis HaMikdash betumah, tumas atom. Kav chomer, it's kav chomer. Maya avalim shiratzo kohen mzokim v'yav choleh. And the owner of Korban Pesach cannot be an old man or a sick man because he can't eat the Korban Pesach. If he's a Korban Kevatom, nevertheless, vis-a-vis Kevatom, we say they don't have to be afraid of it because the Derech means that he's something revealed. Ove, the Kohen, she feasts a Kohob is on the Kohol. Even an old or toothless Kohen can work. And a Jinjit Chiapa Kohob Kevatom is not a Kavachom. If he has a question of Kevatom, his Kavodah was still kosher, nevertheless. Says, not necessarily. Lay my Devalim, she feasts a Kohob, Sharakol Tumo, Shemeshorah. Could be that the owner, you were lenient with him by other types of tumor. Meaning that the rest of the year, an owner can send his korbanos to the Beis Hamikdash, doesn't even have to show up, right? So therefore, if he says kol chocho, keratom, you said you were more lenient by keratom, right? So, Well, it doesn't say that, but that's what it means to say. Torah Ba'ovid is opposed to the Kohen himself. Shurat Kochu B'Shara Kochu Tumah Shem Shor, he can never work in his stomach. Hovrat Kochu B'Shara Kochu Tumah Shem Shorah, maybe he can never work in his stomach. Hura Kochu Tumah Mesa Pesach, maybe he can't work in his stomach, Mesa Pesach, Ima Tumah Satom. So there's no more Mike to do, and how do we learn it? We say, no, he can work. Lachem, when it says that Derech Kochu Lachem, that if it's Kumah Tumah Satom, it's not a problem for you. Be'lo, be'lo, ovet shalo, it's not a problem neither for you, nor to the Kohen who serves for you in the Beis HaMikdash. So the bottom line is that to we know so far, we don't know about Tumas HaTom by Tzipur. We don't know what the Loch is. But we know that Tumas HaTom is something which will not prevent the Nazir from Be'yotzi his Korbanos, as long as he found out late in the process and how late is the Machlokas. And we know that a Kohen also who became Tomei Tumas HaTom, his Avod is still kosher. Okay? Because tzitzis maratza. There, the tzitzis start maratza. Okay, we'll stop here for this evening.